Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. This is Deborah Vidala, your host, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. We're having technical difficulty. I have my guest on the line. John, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
John, welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Thank you for being with me. I'm up here in Lake Worth, Florida. You're down in Coral Springs. And we're certainly into the show at the end, but we're going to bring you back on next week. I wanted to share briefly the story, ladies and gentlemen, of a Navy veteran, very brave, went into the service from a young age, and he came and met me face-to-face and shared his story with me. And again, we're broadcasting late into the show, into this episode, and I have Mr. Hess on the line that has met you. Mr. Hess.
Yes, good evening.
Thank you, sir, for calling in. We're down to the wire. We had technical difficulty. We have John on the line from Coral Springs, the Navy veteran that you met here in Lake Worth on the property. Would you like to say something, a message to John and the listeners?
I would hope we had spoken about doing a moment of silence for all of that and all the good things they have done for this country.
Yes, Mr. Hess, while we're together right now, I know it's the Jewish holiday for you. I'm Roman Catholic, and we have John. He's spiritual. He loves Buddhism. We're all one. Let's have a moment of silence in remembrance of September 11th. It's Sunday, September 13th. And we're broadcasting live from Palm Beach County. This moment of silence is for September 11th. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be returning next Sunday at 6:30 p.m., streaming live on blogtalkradio.com. Plan for Fitness invites you to visit the website at planforfitnessradio.com. John, I'm sorry we didn't get 30 minutes together tonight, but we'll be back next week. My time with you to interview you, serving our country, was an honor and a pleasure, and I hope that you're still smiling. We missed many minutes. I'm sorry I couldn't connect with you earlier, but I feel like number one, Mac Elias, Gaskin, he has the book on PTSD. I want you to read it. And you're a hero to all of us. And we thank you for your service.
Thank you for having me on and for allowing me to share my story.
John, I look forward to bringing you on next week. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Hess is on the line calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. He's met John. And it was our pleasure to have him come up from Broward County. We're in Palm Beach County, and he's a veteran. He's from the United States Navy. He served. He had injury, he had medical injury, and we're going to talk about that when you come back on the air. Mr. Hess.
Yes.
What was your impression, you know, as you met John and we sat down and talked, because we all sat together in your place, and you've been in studio many times and met many guests. He was very special. I want you to share with the listeners what your experience was.
Yeah, he exudes a special quality, and I know he must have an awful lot to offer to people.
John, we still have some minutes remaining. Let's get down to business. We're almost losing power, so my notes are in front of me. But John came to me and shared his story about going into the Navy at a very young age, from 19 to 27, and really going to South America, traveling, and he sustained injury on the ship. I am a PT. And this gentleman came to me and showed me. He sustained great pain, and there is injury when you're falling on your knee and you're cutting it open, and then there's infection setting in, and reoccurring infection. John, I want you to share with the listeners how a slip and fall, again, as a therapist, I understand it, but sometimes people don't understand. You're in the Navy, you went through boot camp, you're young, you're strong, you're in shape. How did a slip and fall happen?
a buddy of mine and I were playing basketball up in the hangar area on the ship. We had a backboard and net set up in there. And I came down and actually fell on my knee and busted open. And I didn't think much of it, you know. It didn't really hurt that bad. I just rinsed it out and bandaged it up and went back about my day, and not realizing that conditions in that area earlier in the day led to that deck being contaminated and led to me getting infected.
Absolutely. And this is part of awareness. So go ahead. Tell the listeners then what happened, because for civilians, we imagine you're on the ship and there's an infirmary or a nurse. If you slip and fall and you hurt yourself and you need stitches, somebody is going to be there to take care of you. But initially, you went and bandaged yourself, correct?
Right.
Okay, so after you thought there was possibly an issue, did you go to do a nurse or the infirmary at that point?
Well, I didn't really start to notice a problem until later that evening when I was standing watch. Of course, by that time, the ship's medical staff is gone for the day. So I just waited around till morning, went to sick call the first thing, as soon as they got there. And they told me, wow, you need to go straight to the hospital. And off I went.
I'm so amazed that we have the time together, John, even through the storm. Watching the clock, Mr. Hess is still with us on the line, and we're so blessed. Let's talk about PTSD. Let's get it out on the air. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I've had many veterans on the air from all the armed forces. Tonight, I have the pleasure of having John on the air from the United States Navy. You suffer from PTSD. Can you share with the listeners any enlightenment or awareness? What's your message tonight?
Well, if you don't feel quite right, if you think something might be wrong, go get help. Go get counseling. Go see a psychiatrist. Go to the VA. And just tell them you need help. And, you may not always recognize, I lived with it for years before I knew I had PTSD. And I actually kind of had an idea and found out when I was taking a psychology course. And I look at this in the book, I'm like, oh, my God, that's me. So then I went and saw a VA psychiatrist, and And sure enough, I was diagnosed with PTSD.
I took such a long history on you, and I had 4 or 5 pages, and I was amazed by your history, and blessed that we're all here tonight. I'm happy that Hester's still with us.
Yes.
Okay, we're down to 90 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. It's Planned for Fitness Talk Show, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. We have Naval Officer John on the line with us. Thank you for calling in. I'm sorry about the technical difficulty. We still got a message out on the air, and we will return for another episode.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Thank you so much. Stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to 60 seconds. It was a pleasure to honor a veteran of the United States Navy. The details will be on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, on planforfitnessradio.com. Have a wonderful evening. Pleasant dreams. Good night, everyone.